Up.
Bam.
I'm Javin and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Yo, 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 what is up? Hello, people of the radio variety. It's the only kind. Or the internet streaming variety. What is up, listener? How you doing? It's a beautiful fall day here in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University, where we, CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcast out of, and we are on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the... Who did I miss? Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. There we go. Don't want to miss anybody. Keep that in mind as we, here on The Art Show, will be going off and listing off, rather, a bunch of shows and cool stuff like that happening in and around this Spine for a Fun Fantastic City of so-called Vancouver. So hold on to your butts and I will regale you with information and quips and all that other stuff that I usually get up to here on The Art Show, where anything's possible. Really. It's really cool and it's happening. But you know what else is happening? Fun Drive. Here's some information about it.
Start wagging your tail now. Fun Drive is on the way. I'm Connor, host of Department Uno every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. Join CJSF and all your favorite hosts as we show the world how you are truly radio's best friend. CJSF's Fun Drive is coming soon, October 28th to November 3rd.
Hot damn, that's right around the corner.
Are you passionate about skiing and looking for a way to give back this season? Join Canadian Adaptive Snow Sports and help us make a real impact by volunteering your time. From teaching adaptive skiing or snowboarding techniques to supporting our events, there's a role for everyone. Visit our website at www.cads.ski to learn more, volunteer, or make a donation.
Indulge yourself in the cultural and folklore traditions of Italy on Il Sole Italiano every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Madonna, yo, piccare. I don't know how to say show in Italian. I've only learned a little bit. Anyways, don't miss the Sole Italiano, the goat of Fun Drive, Alberto. Absolute giga show. Check it out if you want to, you know, get in on what's going on in Italy world around here. That is a phrase, and we're going to stick with it. Yo, I'm back on listening to Jungle and D&B, so you are too, as you join me in the background here. Yeah. You know, maybe it isn't the best stuff to walk home to after work when I just want to go to bed, but yeah, sure lights a fire under my butt. I could be listening to like ambient music while I'm walking home or chilling out, but I don't know, maybe it's because I missed my medication last few days, or it's just something in the air, but I just want to get out there. I want to do stuff. I want to flail. Also, quick shout out to the city of Vancouver. I only have one. I don't often have nice things to say about the city of Vancouver, but I mean at a municipal level. But they did finally clean my adopted catch basin, which now flows and will help my neighborhood be not flooded in the future when we get another atmospheric river and other extreme climate moments. Shout out to Deep Cove and all the other places that got a little soggy over the last week. That sucks. My condolences if you lost any property or, you know, stuff like that. That sucks. Shout out to all the gardeners who whose bulbs may have been washed away. But look at it this way. Maybe your tulips will rise somewhere unknown and mysterious and return their perennial cycle in a new mysterious unknown land for themselves. So, you know, maybe that's a metaphor for yourself. Maybe you need to get washed up. Maybe I need to get washed up and be sent off in some freaking direction and put down roots and something. Anyways, I could wax poetic about something at all times, almost. But I'm here to tell you about concerts. And you can wax poetic at those concerts. So let's get you in the know, folks. So starting off today... Oh yeah, this turned out great. We got the Ransackers over at... Sorry, that bill has changed real quick. 1 minute. So tonight at the Red Gate, the 24th of Thursday of October of 2024. Angel numbers somewhere in there. We have Raw Nerve Endings. Fake Ruth, who I think I played a few weeks ago and I really quite dug, so yeah. Saband, also on the deck with Exit Strategy. So, some rocking out here. Their poster features like a salad fingers looking ass wizard gnome dude and a bunch of pixies and stuff. So, if that's your jam visually, hopefully it's your jam sonically, as you can go check that out. Once again, Raw Nerve Endings. Fake Ruth, Subband, and The Exit Strategy at the Red Gate, 8 o'clock tonight, Thursday night, be there. Also on deck over at Fox Cabaret, just up the hill, Winona Forever, Buddy, Kylie V. Kylie V released a lot of cool stuff lately. Yeah. Isn't it cool just like writing, punching in people's names and like, oh, that's my friend that shows up on first on Google? Yeah, anyways. They have a new record. It's coming out, in November in like freaking 3 weeks, bud. You can pre-order it on Discogs. They got some cool records. Anyways, Winona Forever, I'm not going to play you this week. You're very good. But I want to give show some love to Kylie V here for their new record. Very cool. Winona Forever, Buddy, and Kylie V getting you some like jazz rock, pop rock, and folk singer songwriter stuff. I think they've got a band for this album, but you'll just have to go there and see them. We'll play some music from Kylie V in a little bit here. But also in records that can be pre-ordered, for people who are watching anxiously since the album released digitally, Cindy Lee's Diamond Jubilee has finally been released on record. You can pre-order it now. I scooped that stuff immediately. I almost want to buy two, but you know, I'm not that kind of guy. I'll just treasure this one. And then, you know, maybe one day, I don't know. I have no contingency plan for my nearly 900 records and tapes and such. It's silly. And they take up a lot of space in my small little apartment. Anyways, go buy Diamond Jubilee from Cindy Lee. It's a triple LP, so for like $50. So you're getting your money's worth there. I recently got the... Ambient Works Volume 2 reissue. I haven't even touched it, and that sucks because I have had a lot of time to sit around at home, but spacing out to Ambient Works by Aphex Twins is nothing I want to do right now. But what I do want to do right now is get back to what I was talking about here. More shows. Zeno Oaklander coming in over at the Cobalt for some more kind of a EBM dark wave stuff here with Total Chroma, Stav from Seattle as well, and Section Tyrants over at the Cobalt, 7 p.m. Come on down, check it out. Should be rad. Just a little further down the road. Wow, this is a pretty linear geographical listings. China Cloud, Dan Goucher from Buttless Chaps, or Destroyer, or New Pornographers, and a bajillion other bands. has a 13-piece band, if my information is correct, doing Sun Ra's Star System at the China Cloud tonight. So if you want to get your cosmic freak on with these 14 or so musicians, yes, China Cloud's the place to be tonight, Thursday night, over at China Cloud for Dan Goucher's Star System, covering a cover of Sun Ra. Very cool. I've never dug into Sun Ra, but I know they're cool. I know they're good. I know there's some people who are shaking, flailing at the radio, wherever they're listening, like, what the hell, Jacob? You listen to freaking Sun Ra. This Funkadelic is as close as I got, man. Bootsy Collins, baby. Anyways, Dan Goucher, Star System, China Club, Thursday night, tonight. Finishing us off on my piece of paper here, Lanaloo's Hunting Jack, Mortel, Kaiway, all doing their respective things over at Lanaloo's, 362 Powell Street. Get a bite, get a brew, get the pierogies, say hi to Lana and Jeremy if he's on bar. All very nice people. Very cool. Is that all I got for today? Damn. Loving this mix. Okay. Let's get some tunes going here that isn't D&B. Okay. Okay. We're gonna flip the switch here with some Kylie V here, getting off this jungle boat here and hitting up what Kylie V's got here with a track called I Wish I Was in Bed. Yo, true. back in D&B land, and you're still listening to CJSF, The Art Show. This is still me, Jabe Gradowski, your host as always. Let me tell you a little bit what you just heard. All right, those Shredders, that was Sub-Band, S.A. Band, with their track Gunslinger, throwing back to some old Miserloo vibes. Pretty cool. You can check that out tonight at the Red Gate Thursday night, playing with Exit Strategy, Raw Nerve Endings, and one more because they changed the bill on my calendar. And Fake Ruth. Shout out Fake Ruth. Cool stuff. Cool stuff. Also in that set, you heard Hannah Harlander. I forgot to mention. They're playing at the Heatley with Christopher Aitkins. So if you like yourself something a little bit more mild, something a bit more sit down and have a drink at the bar too. That was pretty good. That was Sensitivity is a Virtue, which I entirely agree. Sometimes it's okay to be a big sensitive baby, because that's what I exactly was last night when I went to go see Stars. There was a 20th anniversary tour for Set Yourself on Fire, on the edge of, you know, the odd tear here and there, lump in my throat the entire evening, right up front. I'm also realizing that I don't like general admission. I like my personal space and people not getting in front of me. Either I'm at the front or I just loathe everybody around me. I don't know if I was just, again, missing on some brain juice, nicking out or what. But yo, tall people like me, be aware of your surroundings when you're in a crowd. Think about people behind you. Know what's up. Spatial awareness is cool. Spatial awareness is a virtue. If I was Hannah Harlander, again, you can see her playing tonight at the Heatley with Christopher Aitkins. Yo, Kevin Drew opened up that set. That was great. He does not sound like he looks, but he, and I don't have a reverse on that. Really nice set. Really dug it. Thank you to my homie Amelie, who gave me tickets to that. And a shout out to Angie, who was out front needing a ticket. I had a spare ticket because I had no one to go with. So yeah, $20 is $20, you know. Angie, hope you had a great time. She was telling me about this time back in the day, in what, 2004, when Broken Social Scene was like 50 people, and I was like, "Yo, is Broken Social Scene like the Canadian indie pop Wu-Tang, where there's like a million of them?" Shout out Wu-Tang. Anyways. If you missed that concert, they did say they'd be back in a few months, so, and maybe they'll do a 20th anniversary tour for Up in Your Bedroom After the War, which was my introduction. That album holds a very tender spot in my heart. Shout out Amy Milan and Torquil Campbell and the gang. There was a bunch of people up there. Patrick on drums, I believe. Superstars. Amy Milan's still looking like fabulous. Everybody's looking great. They're living it up. Torquil Campbell acts like he sounds poetic and expressive. I think he's the drama teacher of everyone's dreams. Torquil, if you're listening, what's up? Call me. Just drop me a line at CJSF here. 778-782-2573. We get texts. You can text us. Or you can just drop me personally a line. This is not just to Torquil. Or Amy Milan, what's up? You, dear listener, you can hit me up on my Instagram too. On moose.masta, M-O-O-S-E, period, M-A-S-T-A. Moose Masta. Tell me what concerts you're into, what you're into, what songs are going on. And if you've seen any cool dogs, tell me about the cool dogs or like weird street art you've seen. We've got to catalog that stuff. Whew! Okay. Back on the tracks here. Let's talk about Friday. Oh, yeah. And at the very top of that set, you heard Kylie B off their new album that's coming out in mid-November, Crash Test Plane. You heard their track, I Wish I Was in Bed. Very true statement. They're playing with Winona Forever and Buddy over at Fox Cabaret Thursday night tonight, 7 p.m. is door time. Sorry about that. Very cool. Kylie, if you're listening, great album. Sounded great. I'll bump into you again at the thrift store. We can say hi. Throw some skin. All right, let's talk about Friday. Blind Spot, Spectra, Cheap Flavor, and Reverend Ape all doing their respective thing at the Red Gate. 8 p.m. Usual prices. Come on through. We got some groovers. We got some rockers. Cheap Flavor always selling hot sauce and spiced salt. Josh, what's up? Those guys rule. and I like them a lot. I forget. Did they finally change their spelling? No, they're American. What can I say? They spell it with an O, not a U-O-U. Shout out to my American homies. Good luck. Okay, yeah, cool. Reverend Ape, Blind Spot, Spectra, Cheap Flavor, Friday Night, Red Gate, Be There. On the softer side of things, Jesse Gottfried doing the thing with Townie all the way from Halifax at Green Auto at 1822 Pandora Street in the alley. They got a chiller on one side of the fence at 7 p.m. Very nice. We'll hear some music from Townie in a little bit. I do like hearing some Scotian bands. Very cool. But on the other side of the fence at Green Auto, they have some power pop and stuff like that. They got The Furniture, Paranoid Romantic, Space Chimp. Space Chimp, great name. Best band I ever heard out of Saskatoon. I was Space Butt, and everyone just go Space Butt. Space Butt! But now you can go Space Chimp. But, you know, but, that's the joke I was making my mind all the time. Anyways, Furniture, Paranoid Romantic, Space Chimp, 7:30. At Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street. Check it out. Friday night. KW Studios over the W2 in the depths, in the deep, dark, beautiful depths of the W2. You have Ricardo Hazar and Pam Torres. I can't find any music, easily at least, by these people. So you just have to go and tell me all about it. KW Studios right on Abbott and Hastings, you know. That's, if you just go right before the little entrance from the Hastings side, there is a little door to your right, and there'll be a sign. There'll be a sign. It's cool. But yeah, they are, quote, asking you to get ready for an unforgettable night of experimental pop, soul, and poetry where the stage comes alive with raw energy and undying passion. So, if that vibes with you, check it out. Once again, Ricardo Hazar and Pam Torres doing the thing. At KW Friday night. Whoa, almost dropped my phone. That already cost me $400. Anyways, at the Fox Cabaret, Chinese football. I want to imagine that's like, you know, some guys in Shenzhen just, you know, doing the, you know, some gridiron out there. But, you know, anything's possible. I don't know anything about that band really, but they're playing at the Fox Cabaret. Doors at 7 usually, because they have like some club nights and stuff, because I guess that's what pays the bills. At Fox Cabaret, it's Friday night. You know, maybe we'll just put that in rotation for this set, you know? We'll learn about Chinese football. Next up, Hiss Golden Messenger playing the thing at the Hollywood Theater. Some Americana-style stuff here. Folksy, rootsy stuff. I think I've heard this name before, but we're gonna hear this name in a little bit here. So, at the Hollywood Theater in the West Side. Stay out of the west side. Cool. 648, under a new name. I forget what it's called, but 648 Kingsway is still a spot under a new management. Scarlet Fever, Wiles, and Runner going to be holding it down Friday night over there. Very